For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government shutdown is now in week two, and there's nothing partial about it for hundreds of thousands of federal workers that are going without paychecks, like federal prison officer Chris Jansen.
We can't call our mortgage company and say, hey, sorry, the government shut down, so I'm not paying you either.
President Trump tweeted that most of the people furloughed are Democrats. He also said that many of the federal workers are asking him to continue the shutdown until he gets the border wall funding. 380,000 workers have been told to stay home and they won't get paid. 420,000 other workers, including postal workers, Border Patrol officers, and TSA screeners, have to work without pay. John Martin was furloughed from his New Hampshire job as an engineering technician for the FAA.
As a federal worker, you feel sometimes like you're hostage to this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The brother of a murdered California policeman speaks out. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
A suspect is in custody in the fatal shooting of police officer Ronald Singh during a traffic stop in Newman, California. The officer's brother, Reginald Singh, thanked those who found his brother's killer.
There's a lot of people out there that misses him. And a lot of law enforcement people that I don't know don't work days and nights to make this happen. I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
The 33-year-old suspect was reportedly in the country illegally and was trying to flee to Mexico. He'd been arrested twice for DUIs and has known gang affiliation.
Storm prediction forecaster Jerry Graham says it's going to be cold on New Year's Eve.
The next couple days will be relatively quiet for any major weather concerns over the country. The next weather system sort of affecting the Great Plains through the Midwest and into the eastern United States will be during New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
About 17 million Americans will start seeing bigger paychecks next week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
22 states and the District of Columbia to raise their minimum wages on December 31st or January 1st. Most of these pay hikes are part of multi-year plans to raise the minimum to something closer to what's called a living wage. While 9 states are making cost of living adjustments, raises are as small as a nickel an hour in Alaska, as big as $2 an hour for people who work for large employers in New York State. People in California, Maine, and Massachusetts will get dollar an hour raises. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City says it's ready for New Year's Eve. New York Deputy Commissioner John Miller says police have 1,225 cameras and, for the first time, drones to watch over the crowd.
We've deployed this at most of the major special events from the fall on, and we'll be using it again.
The city is expected to draw more than 1 million people to Times Square for the ball drop. Ryan Seacrest and Jenny McCarthy will be hosting Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. Seacrest says it's always a good time.
I love it. I look forward to it every year. As a kid, I always wanted to be here as one of the people watching the ball drop. So I get to be here watching the ball drop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.